Ben Gillette in Las Vegas, Nevada, on this beautiful day. It's a nice day out.
It's a nice day out.
And here with Michael Goudeau sitting across from me. We're on the Free FM, CBS Radio, 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you do not have letters on your phone. If you want to write in, it's penradio@gmail.com. And our website is penradio.com. All those pens have two N's. When you're talking about me, it's two N's. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You?
This is exciting because we're waiting. Last night, because this is breaking news. We're not talking about, you know, OJ or anything. Not
no
stuff
way.
That's 10 years old. Breaking news. Last night, according to a Gmail that we got from a listener, which is how, just so you know, that's how Goudeau and I get all our news. We don't get it news from any other sources except what you send us on Gmail. So if you want us to know it, penradio@gmail.com, about this show that was on. Now, you sent me the link here, right? There was a show that was on
Celebrity Paranormal Project.
Celebrity Paranormal
Gary Busey.
Products. What is it, Gary Busey?
Gary Busey's, in, I believe, the celebrity on the show, yeah.
Oh, I see.
And they take celebrities out to supposedly haunted areas and explore the haunted possibilities.
Yeah, well, Gilbert Gottfried was on. And he was on last night, and he used his infrared camera to take pictures of the host's ass. Is that
not
Gary
the
Busey's
host, no,
ass?
No, Kimberly Caldwell's.
Oh, Kimberly Caldwell. Who's Kimberly Caldwell?
I don't know.
Okay. You have the exact same thing open that I
do.
Have?
I do.
Yeah, the exact thing. And Gilbert was on, and Gilbert, who was voted as the unsexiest man alive, and he's also the Aflac duck. I love when other people talk about Gilbert Gottfried, you know. It's like, I think of Gilbert Gottfried as the funniest, most talented man alive, right? But when they describe him, they say the unmistakable voice, the unsexiest man alive, and the voice of the Aflac duck. No mention that he's funniest, most talented. He was also on with Tracy Lords, underage porn queen who morphed a respectable John Waters glamour girl. Is she respectable now?
I don't think
she
so.
She was on our show. She walked off.
She was less than respectable.
On the same show Gilbert Gottfried was on.
Yes,
we had
was.
A show for a while that was the same level of list as this
yes,
show right here.
Exactly. Same
Kimberly
list.
Caldwell, I don't know who that is.
She's cute.
Evan Farmer. I don't know who that is either. But Gilbert Gottfried and Tracy Lords, I know. And Jeremy Trotter, who's that's a sports guy. I don't know. But they were all on, and it says Gilbert Gottfried.
Caldwell is a singer.
Yeah.
She's apparently a singer.
Okay. And he was on there. So we're going to try to get him. He just landed. I was just talking to his girlfriend slash wife slash fiance, whatever she is, Dara, good friend of mine, and she's going to try to get Gilbert on the phone from he just landed in Florida, where he's down there for a gig, I guess, or at least he's telling his girlfriend he's down there for a gig. What do I know?
She's going to get him on the phone.
Who am I to argue?
Check it right out.
She's going to try. So we will have breaking news on what Gilbert saw in terms of ghosts when he was on the show. Do you have him? He's using his driver's phone. Gilbert doesn't have a cell phone. But I mean, are we close to getting him, you think? Okay, well, we'll wait for that. In the meantime, there's other airplane news. There is, and a lot of people sent this to us. There is a woman named Emily Gillette.
With a G.
Yeah. Coincidentally, the name of my wife. Sounds like the name of my wife. It's spelled differently. It's a homophone, not a homograph.
Okay.
Not a homonym.
Right, okay.
Okay, got this right. Just so you know. Burlington, Vermont, a woman who claims she was kicked off an airplane because she was breastfeeding her baby has filed a complaint against two airlines. So she actually had a breast on each airline. Emily Gillette, 27, of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Bid.
Was that?
It was a takeover bid.
Takeover bid, yeah. Filed the complaint with the Vermont Human Rights Commission late last week against Delta Airlines and Freedom Airlines, said her attorney. I can't pronounce her attorney's last name, so I'll skip it. Freedom was operating the Delta flight. It's the same airline, really. Gillette said she was discreetly. It's so weird to say my name like that. Spelled differently. Gillette said she was discreetly. You see, my great-grandfather changed the spelling of the name Gillette. Maybe it was my grandfather, from a G to a J. And the reason was because the G had a G sound, and Gillette was pronounced with a J sound. So he thought...
He's a wise man.
Right. He was a real genius. Real genius. She was discreetly breastfeeding her 22-month-old daughter on October 13th as their flight prepared to leave Burlington International Airport. She said she was seated by the window in the next to the last row. Her husband was seated between her and the aisle, and no part of her breast was showing. That's right there is where the story loses interest for me. It just falls right off the map. A flight attendant tried to hand her a blanket and told her to cover up, Gillette said. She declined, telling the flight attendant she had a legal right to breastfeed her baby. That's what I want to talk about. Do you have a legal right to breastfeed your baby? This is another one of these issues where I come down on a different side than you might think. As someone who believes in as much freedom as possible, she says, it's embarrassing me. That was my first reaction, she said, talking to MSNBC News, which is a weird reaction when something's so good for a child, she said.
La Leche League lady, isn't she? She's out there trying to, she was trying to get in trouble.
Yeah. Freedom Airline. It's so funny that the airline's name is Freedom. That's what makes it terrific. Freedom spokesman said Gillette was asked to leave the flight after she declined the blanket. A breastfeeding mother is perfectly acceptable on an aircraft, providing she's feeding the child in a discreet way. What? What? I don't know. If you're going to have rules, have rules. She was asked to use a blanket to provide a little more discretion. She was given a blanket. She refused to use it, and that's all I know. The complaint against two airlines was filed from Vermont Human Rights Commission through executive director. It doesn't matter about that. He said that it allows mother to breastfeed in public. Now, here's one of these cases where you don't know where to come down in the freedom issue, okay? First of all, Emily Gillette, not my wife, but Emily Gillette, has the freedom to breastfeed her baby anywhere she wants. Also, by the way, I don't think that any sort of public nudity laws are leading toward freedom. Do you think there's any reason to force somebody to wear pants or a shirt?
I don't think there's any reason.
Out of public property, you know.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. But once you've got a business, okay? So I'm walking around with little Houdini saying howdy to everybody, okay?
Right. And I don't want you in my restaurant. That seems reasonable.
Sure. You wouldn't want me in your restaurant anymore.
No, I don't want you in a restaurant.
Sure. And it seems like I'm walking along. Little Houdini is out for the air, have a little sightseeing. Little Houdini and I walk to the Starbucks. Soon as we get to the door of the Starbucks, exactly at that second, that's when I have to put on pants.
If
Starbucks wants me to. Now, I'm not saying that Starbucks would necessarily require people to wear pants, but they could put a sign up that said pants. And I think you should be able to breastfeed anywhere you want, but the airline belongs to someone else. It's other people's property, and they should be able to make rules. And the way to solve this is not by going to court, but the way to solve this is by no one ever, ever, ever flying Delta or Freedom again if they have the policy against breastfeeding. That's what I think. Don't you think?
That seems pretty reasonable.
Okay. There's also a couple that was thrown off the plane.
I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on Delta, so I'd rather they didn't go down right away.
Okay, but yeah, in the meantime.
You could wait until I used up my frequent flyer miles, then you could buy more.
Let's talk to Susan about breastfeeding. Hello, Susan.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Again.
Oh, you called before?
I've called before. This now makes visit number three.
Wow. You're what's called a regular.
Rabble regular.
I guess so.
And just so you know, talk show regulars are a little like cat ladies. How many cats do you have?
Oh, okay. Now I'm embarrassed.
How many cats do you have?
We have four.
See?
Okay, wow.
How can you call it? See, people that call talk shows a lot on the radio have a lot of cats. That was a psychic hit, wasn't it?
I think it was. I'm going to say the cats are my husband's fault. I'm not a cat lady. He is a cat man.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
That's very strange. They're not, like, named anything. I remember once I was, there was a friend of mine who was going to go out with a woman. I guess I won't say who it was. He was going to go out with this woman. He'd set up this date, and he thought she was, you know, she was hot enough for his taste, and they shared a lot of things, and this was the greatest deal breaker I ever heard, because he was talking to me about it, right? First of all, she had 12 cats.
Ooh.
12 cats. Okay,
way
now that's bad enough. That's bad enough. But all 12 cats were named after the 12 disciples of Jesus.
That's great.
So it's just a great No one is that hot.
I don't care if it's Alicia Keys, it's over.
Oh, my God. I have had such trouble naming cats, and now I know.
Well, they're not named Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are they, your four cats?
No. Mine have much dumber names than
cat
that.
Cat Stevens.
You're going to have to tell us now.
They're simple. We have one named Tat. That's how original we are.
Okay, that's good.
One named Trey.
Trey Parker?
No, he was our third male. Third
I see.
Orange
so,
male.
Okay.
So he's Trey. another one named Gray, another one named Spot.
Spot, Gray, Trey, and Cat.
Cat. T-A-T.
Oh, P-A-T.
T-A-T.
See, there's a book out,
T-A-T.
You know. There's a book out called that someone sent for our daughter. One's called Pat the Cat, one's called Pat the Bunny. And
Tat.
Tat.
Okay. I thought I taught tat.
I see. But we had these two books, Pat the Cat and Pat the Bunny, and both my wife and I asked why the cat and the bunny had the same name. But actually the reason is, it's because there's fur in there, and Pat is a verb and not the name. But because it's capitalized as the beginning of a sentence, and it's capitalized in the title of the book, you can't tell the difference. But let's get back to your breasts. Shall we?
Yes, yeah. My breasts. My breasts were on display for a good 2 years with my child.
Uh-huh.
I did fly when she was around that age, about 20 months old, and I never would have nursed on a plane. But, you know, people just give it up and look away. It's just not that big a deal. I was kind of sucked in by those Lilici people. And
by the what?
By the Lilici people. I was convinced that this was, you know,
absolutely necessary.
Absolutely the most important thing in the world. I was completely demented on the subject.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you were sucked in by zealots.
Exactly.
But there were zealots that were actually for a good cause. There's nobody who says there's anything wrong with breastfeeding. It's always a good idea.
Well, you know, okay, I spend way too much time reading and listening to things on the Internet. There are so many sites where people go on vacation with their kids that complain about. And this mother was out there nursing her child, and I just always find that obscene that anyone would complain about that.
Oh, okay. Boy, you're just switching around on me here with
sorry.
Your sentence structure.
I'm sorry.
But, so you think that people should be able to breastfeed anywhere?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So do I. But I would say on top of that, don't you think that a private, pretending that airlines are private is really funny. I'm starting with this premise. The American government throws so much money into those that my percentage of my taxes alone probably bought one of the goddamn planes. But let's pretend, just hypothetically, because we're on the radio,
they're
we like to
lie. They're not private, and here's what really pisses me off. I had just bought tickets to Atlanta on freaking Delta, and of course they're non-refundable, and I can't protest my nasty way without costing myself another $1,000 for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
You're going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving.
You're leaving Spot at home, I hope.
I'm leaving Spot at home.
You know what you could do? You could just get as many sodas as you could and just pour them on the carpet. Just, you know, take them and just pop the top and just set it down upside down on the floor. You know, that way you've still had a little bit of a protest.
But see, all you're hurting there is the cleaning people and the flight attendants.
That's a good
You
point.
Aren't touching the policy at all. You know, it's the exact same people who, you know, who
are. Since when have you been so sensible?
I am sensible. I'm very sensible about this. I don't believe in screwing over people that did nothing wrong.
Would it be wrong if we could try and fly topless? Would that work?
Oh, I would love that so much.
You know what you could do?
That's the way to start. You know, I have had, you know, fly new. We've had, first of all, Bacon and a Kiss Airlines, which is my, and have a piece of bacon, and then you're on the airplane. That's my idea for Bacon and a Kiss Airlines. It solves everything. I don't mean like really a sexual act. I mean just touch your lips there enough so that Allah hates you, so that God hates you. As long as you do that, and then also eat a piece of bacon, and then you can get on the airline. That's one of my ideas. But the other idea is if they're going to take away our dignity, there's a lot of fun ways to lose your dignity, and one is to take off all your clothes.
I've been thinking that we were going to be flying nude at just any point now.
It would be so great. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. I'm all for it.
And then they would be able to say to you over the announcement, and remember, the man next to you is your entertainment. Because you'd have no books, no nothing, just sitting there, butt-ass naked. And then you would want to be in coach, so you had people on either side of you. I think it's a great, great idea. And I also think that the idea that the government tells what you can wear in public is insane. You should be able to wear or not wear anything you want. But I'm going to let you get back to your cat, Susan.
No, I'm at work. Okay. I'm not hanging out with the cats.
Okay, if you're calling from work, then you're much loved, Susan. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm so glad she's chosen to do
that. She's not hurting the right people by taking the time off and calling us.
Well, yeah, they're the people that gave her the job. Let's talk to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Penn, Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, we're great.
Talking to you, Joe.
Dude, I just want to start off. I love your show. I listen to it every day. I wish you guys were on for more hours, to be honest with you. I just love it.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thanks a lot, man. What's up?
So this is, I want to start off telling you that, all right, I'm a huge pervert.
Okay.
Whenever I see a woman breastfeeding, most of the time I try and maneuver my way in some kind of tactical maneuver to try and see if I can catch a glimpse of something. You know what I mean? Like, as a guy, we take whatever we can. You know, a slight little slippage of something, it's all good for us. But
I believe, Joe, that you are not a pervert. You're just more honest than everyone else.
This could be true.
Yeah.
This could be true. But then
on.
Again, I'm not going to delve into my personal life much, and then you can make a more proper assessment on me.
Okay, fair enough, Joe. You have more information than we do on the pervert thing. We'll let you slide on that.
Yeah, but, I mean, as far as breastfeeding, you know, it's completely up to the woman. I really have no problem with it. You know, I mean, I think it's cool. More women should do it rather than giving the kids formulas. You know, I mean, it's a nice way for them to bond. Sometimes, though, I might have a little, you know, objective feelings toward it if the woman is slightly more grotesque and looks a little bit more mannish than I do,
uh-huh.
You know. But, I mean, other than that, you know, I mean, it's all well and fine,
so
you know.
You want to have a woman, only hot
a
women
scale.
Are allowed
some
to breastfeed.
Sort of scale.
Some sort of scale.
You know, I don't think it's a reasonable unreasonable request, you know what I mean?
You don't, huh?
You know, I mean, if a woman is going to show her breasts, I mean, you might as well look good. I mean, it's fair enough for a man to ask that kind of question, you know what I mean?
I think
you're a woman, at least put a cover over it, you know? An ugly woman.
Okay. I just want to tell you that you're talking to Penn Jillette, the man who would rather see anyone naked.
Well,
there's no one I wouldn't rather see naked, and that includes you, Joe.
Really?
Yeah. I think everybody is more interesting naked. But in Joe's world, if Joe is king of the world, you have rules for who can breastfeed based on their attractiveness.
It would be rules. Slight rules. I mean, if you're extremely hot.
Yeah.
You must do it completely nude. If you're overweight, you have a thicker beard and mustache than I do, you know, put a slip cover over it, you know, a little something, you know, like, it's just, you know, it's like kind of when you sneeze, you kind of got to cover your mouth. It's kind of like that, you know.
I like that Joe says when you sneeze, you kind of cover your mouth. That tells us more about Joe than anything else we've heard. Thanks so much, Joe. When you sneeze, you know, you kind of cover your mouth. We're going to be back right after this. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. This may be the perfect show. Hating airlines and breasts in the same show. God damn, that Mike Jones plays fast, doesn't he? Man, he plays fast. This is Penn Jillette on the Penn Jillette Show, coincidentally, sitting here with Michael Goudeau. We're at 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your phone. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. And I guess we're talking about breastfeeding on the airplane. I was mostly interested in this story because the woman shares the same sounding name as my wife, Emily Jillette. So a lot of people sent it to us. But people seem to have stuff to say about this. This woman was on this MSNBC story. Woman was on an airplane, Delta. And
subcontractor flight.
Subcontractor
flight. Hired by
Freedom
Airlines.
Freedom. And she was thrown off. Thrown off.
That seems painful.
For breastfeeding her 22-month-old daughter. She wouldn't cover up with a blanket. A few people have written in with comments. Leslie says, she should have taken the damn blanket. What's the big deal? P.S. I had the same thought with Pat the Bunny book. I always thought it should have been Pet the Bunny. I bet there was discussion about that, right? Pet the Bunny,
yeah,
Pat the Bunny.
Meetings.
I got to go to the
14 men in a room.
I have to go.
It must be Pet the Bunny.
I have to go to the OED on that. I guess I do. And someone, Vlad the Impala has written in and said, I've only heard a bit of your show, but hopefully no one has said this yet. Breastfeeding natural. Because sitting in a metal tube flying through the air at 400 miles an hour, a mile above the ground, is unnatural. People need to get some perspective. Gotta go. Catch you on the podcast. That's what Vlad has to say. I do believe that you have a legal right. This is from Vitoroque.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our furry guy.
I do believe that you have a legal right to breastfeed an airplane. And as I am flying out of Cleveland to Chicago tonight, I hope there are women on my flight breastfeeding, but preferably that they look good. I'm going to try not to wear pants. I really support their right as long as they're sitting next to me. But, you know, more important than breastfeeding on an airplane is, of course, Gilbert Gottfried. Let's go to Gilbert Gottfried. We have him here on the hotline. Hey, Gilbert.
This is so exciting to do my return appearance.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? Now, last night, Gilbert, do you have anything to say about breastfeeding on airplanes?
Yes. Usually they've stopped me from doing it. I was kicked off a plane for it on several occasions.
Now, Gilbert, last night you were on a television program looking for the paranormal. Is that right?
Yes. So now have you changed your mind? Now do you finally realize that there are ghosts walking among us?
Now, were you working with Gary Busey?
I only wish.
Were you with Tracy Lords again?
I was with Tracy Lords.
And you didn't, when we were on Sin City, when you had her on our television show, we had Tracy Lords and Gilbert Gottfried on the same show. Because pretty much you can't book one without the other.
Yes.
If you have Gilbert, you got to book Tracy. She won't go on a show without you. And you didn't get along particularly well with her. How'd you get along with her here?
Well, let's see. I remember, and I can't say the word. When she was doing your show, she didn't like the way things were going, and she said, "Why does everyone keep effing with me?"
Yeah. Which is the funniest thing in the world for Tracy Lords to say. Maybe because you're naked and spread and doing it in movies. Maybe they just learned it from that. That's why we're all doing that, Tracy. But what was she like on the ghost show?
She was fine on the ghost. The spirit was willing. And if anyone can raise the dead, it's Tracy Lord.
How did you get this booking? I mean, I don't know why they haven't called me. How'd you get the booking?
Well, let's see. It was either this or Godfather 4. And I thought this was more prestigious.
Sure. So where'd you shoot it?
It was shot in Connecticut in an alleged abandoned insane asylum.
Uh-huh. Which really wasn't.
I don't know. It had a lot of medical equipment there. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. And you went to Connecticut. Now, I'll ask you, how long ago did you shoot this?
Not that long. A couple of months ago.
But I'm sure there's only one thing you remember about the shoot. What did they serve you for lunch?
I was able to get it in my hotel room. I had the salmon.
Okay. Because, see, this is the thing. If there were life after death, and if there were ghosts coming back, and if they were speaking to you, and if it were time for someone else to buy you lunch, the ghost would be told to just wait a little bit while I get my salmon. did they try to pretend you saw any ghosts?
There was one part, it's like, where one of the girls asked me, she says, you know, if you don't believe that there are actually ghosts here, why were you scared to go downstairs? And I said, well, because it was dark, the stairs are broken, there's broken glass, and rats are out. It doesn't have to be Abe Lincoln wandering around the hallway. There's plenty of things to be scared of in this life.
So they gave you, what did they do? What sort of equipment did they give you for ghost hunting?
Okay, well, one of the things was this thing that you could tell someone's temperature. So that's like, that's if called, a ghost is attacking you, you that's say, called, well, he was 40.
That's not a high-tech tool. That's been around for a while.
The director swore to me he was a doctor.
And he just wanted to see your temperature.
Yes. And there was a wrinkle thermometer. Well, basically a flashlight or a ghost illuminator. Which, if you're looking for ghosts, you could buy in any 99-cent store.
Sure.
Yes. And some sort of backpack. I don't know what was there. It was like, I guess it was like batteries for the flashlight.
You mean they put a backpack on you?
Yes.
Did you get to keep the backpack?
No. Oh. No.
I don't want you walking around with, I seen a ghost on the back of a backpack. I'm coming from New York, and you know, I'm coming to New York in the beginning of December. I will probably take you out to dinner, and you'll be wearing things people gave you.
Exactly.
So I don't want you to be wearing a T-shirt going, holy lordy, I seen a ghost.
Yeah. So I can't wear my I voted for McGovern backpack.
So do they also, it says in the, we went right to the webpage, it says you also had an infrared camera?
Yes, there was an infrared camera, because, you know, these ghosts, you have to look for them too, you know, they don't just come right out to you.
Sure, of course.
So you have to find, there was a lot of proof that this ghost around, like, hey, did you notice, like, one part of the room was 1 degree lower than the other part of the room?
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe because it was near a window. I don't know.
Well, also, that's surprising because in abandoned insane asylums, the ventilation system is always so perfect. You know, what they mostly say is the air handlers, people that handle the AVAC and the air handling stuff, those guys, the first place they go to is abandoned insane asylums and say, let's see if we can get this whole place 72 degrees right across the way. You know, we don't, never mind the Four Seasons. First, let's get the abandoned insane asylums all squared away for temperature all over, and then we'll go to the luxury hotels.
Well, you don't want to violently insane to start sending angry letters.
So why was there medical equipment in an abandoned insane asylum?
I guess for all the weird experiments that allegedly took place there.
But do you have any idea that this was maybe set dressing? I mean, were there tags on any of the...
Come on, they would never do something like that on a show like this.
No. Beyond reproach.
And, this is like 60 Minutes, for God's sake.
And what did Tracy Lords do? Tell us about Tracy Lords.
She swallowed one of the ghosts. It was...
And what was, Gilbert, I'm sure you found out, what was your core temperature? Wait a minute, that's not a thermometer! And, did she have any, did she see a ghost? Did Tracy Lords see a ghost? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, she believed so.
Okay, did she?
Well, they all said that they felt there was paranormal activity going on there. And what I said during the thing was like, well, ghosts are invisible, and if it's invisible, you can't see it, and I didn't see anything, so that means ghosts exist.
Boy, they were like, it was like you were dueling with unarmed men. In a battle of wits between Tracy Lords and Gilbert Gottfried.
The worst part is that they...
There's
they,
a worst part? I thought we pretty much hit rock bottom. And you say this, we can go down further? I get a feeling that as we descend to the worst part, there's going to be broken stairs, darkness, glass, and rats. But go on. Tell me the worst part.
It's like saying, now here's where the show lost its respectability.
Lay it on me, Gilbert. Tell me, what's the worst part?
They edited me in the thing because there's one part where they like there's this like cute girl there, and she's like there, of course, has to read this chant. She has to go, please, and I kept saying, you know, from the front or the back.
Gilbert, that's inappropriate.
Yes.
So they edited what?
They cut me out of any of the statements I was saying, because, like, every time she was saying, of course, couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Why would you?
And why would she?
Exactly.
Yes.
You could just say, do you want me to dress like the Aflac duck or just enter you in my normal clothing? Because a lot of chicks like it when I put on the bib. So did they edit it so that you came out looking like a believer?
Yeah, I mean, of what I saw, I couldn't watch it from behind, believe it or not. And I turn it on and off, but they would, like, you know, just like how they'll do in tabloids, if you're, like, yawning or, like, staring in the other direction and it looks like you're scared, yeah, then they'll go, okay, we'll use that one.
Gilbert, how long have I known you now? I've known you like 15 years.
Yes.
There's never been a time when you haven't looked scared.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not to catch you yawning. I've seen you sitting in your living room looking terrified.
Well,
you're a little frail man who at any second could be crushed by anyone.
Yes. Especially ghosts.
Especially ghosts. Well, Gilbert, we have to break. We have to break and have a little commercial break. But we'll be back, and maybe Gilbert will still be on the line. Maybe he won't. This is Penn Jillette on CBS EFM with Gilbert Gottfried, who now, I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts.
I do it, too.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. I could be in early. Sorry, I didn't get the cue. I'm sorry. Okay, forget it. We couldn't even do it. Give me the cue. Hi, this is Penn Jillette. We're back on CBS. I was so excited. CBS Free FM, 866-570-PEN, 7366. It's an embarrassment of riches here on the air. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. An embarrassment of riches because I have every phone line filled with people who want to talk about breastfeeding on the plane. I have just a ton of Gmails, and yet I have a button that I can push right here that will put Gilbert Gottfried back on, and I won't have any work to do at all.
Whose phone is Gilbert on? He would not stay on hold on his cell phone.
No, he's not someone else's cell phone.
Okay.
He's not paying for these minutes.
Clearly not his own.
Let me just see. You still there, Gilbert?
Oh.
Yeah.
I was paying for this.
Well, you don't even have a cell phone, do you?
No.
So there's no chance. So there's some. Who is paying for this phone call?
I think your producer called me.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm paying for the phone call.
So exactly. So I'll stay on
good.
For the rest of the day.
You'll be a hello and welcome to movie phone.
Yes.
What are you doing down in Florida, Gilbert?
Oh, well, I'm doing McCurdy's in Sarasota.
I was wondering, I didn't hear about a mall opening happening down there. You're playing where, McCurdy's?
Yes.
And in Sarasota?
In Sarasota, Florida.
Tonight? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night through Sunday.
So what are you doing down there tonight?
Oh, you know me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Wild party animal.
Yes.
But you wanted to get away from your wife?
Yeah. I wanted to come here and party.
Yeah.
And then I'm also looking for a ghost while I'm here. Yes, because...
Now, this is in Sarasota?
Yes.
You know, I lived in Sarasota, actually south of Sarasota, in Venice. I lived there when I was with the circus.
Did, yeah.
And Godot did, too. So we know that area. We know what a party town Sarasota is.
Hit the Blimpies, man. Blimpies.
Are you going to the Ringling Brothers Museum tomorrow?
I've not heard about that.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to miss that. Have you played the McCurdys before?
I don't think so. I think this is my grand opening.
Are there
which
any,
is the same thing that Tracy Lord said.
Are there any, ghosts in McCurdy's?
Well, certainly there are a lot of people out in Florida who will be ghosts in another hour or so.
Yeah, that's true. What kind of audience are you expecting?
Yes.
Are you expecting many of them to be dead?
Yes. Well, now I've got the whole, like, undead audience with me after this.
So how long did it take you to shoot the that thing they had on VH1?
Well, they did, like, they drop you off there early in the evening, and then they come for you in the morning.
Oh, so you spent the night with Tracy Lords?
Yeah, I can honestly say that.
And Gilbert, who can't honestly say that, really? Who can't? And who else was with you?
Okay, that gets into more fake territory. One was a football player.
Okay.
And another one was, I get only Carltons and Clarksons and something like Kelly Carlson or something. She was, I think she was on American Idol.
Yeah.
Caldwell. Yeah.
Oh, Caldwell. Oh, so you have it in front of you. So what are you asking me for?
Well, I didn't have it in front of me. Patrick, our engineer, came in and said it into my head.
And then there was another guy there.
Okay. Now, when you had a chance to use the infrared camera, now, was there any, there were cameramen there. Was there also a producer telling you, go down the stairs, Gilbert?
Well, the one suspicious part for me was at one point, two people were downstairs, and a, metal rod was crashed through the glass, and they, of course, screamed and made a run for it. And I'm thinking that wasn't the ghost throwing the rod in there.
Yeah, you're thinking it was probably one of the producers desperate to get to fill out there. How long a show was it, an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're trying to fill out an hour, you have to slam your rod through glass. Don't you think you do? If you're trying to fill out an hour of VH1 television, it gets desperate at VH1, doesn't it?
Yes.
But were there any parapsychologists there?
Surprisingly not.
No.
So we were ill-equipped with dealing for the dead coming back to life.
And how long do you run? Did they use any footage from your video camera?
I guess so, yeah. I guess they have it like... That's the other thing that was in that backpack was, of course, a camera lens.
I see. A camera lens?
Just no camera.
Just a lens.
Just a lens. It's a very low-budget production.
Was there any sleeping being done?
No sleeping, except by the audience.
Okay. And so you just walked around an abandoned insane asylum with Tracy Lords, a football player, and an American Idol.
Well, the way you make it sound.
It sounds exciting. And how big was the crew following you around?
Now, surprisingly, no crew followed us in the building. They just pretty much left us there, and I guess they had, cameras all around.
Oh, there were hidden cameras.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of your abandoned insane asylums already have hidden cameras.
They always have hidden cameras.
Yeah, sure. So they had cameras there, so you could kind of be... Did you have a conversation with anybody? I mean, I know that you're incapable of really having a conversation.
Yes.
I mean, what do you have that would pass for a conversation? Did you have any of that with like Tracy or Carlton Carlson Carden or a football player?
Carlton, you dirt man.
Yeah.
Not much conversation. They would sort of move, but they would send a group down two at a time, and then
you said there was nobody there with you, and then you said they would send.
Okay, they meaning it was sort of arranged ahead of time.
Oh, I see.
That, they would say, like, okay, now we got to pick the next two to go down there. So it was basically, it was Survivor with ghosts.
I see. And as you'd go and do that. Now, did you and Tracy reminisce about being on the Penn & Teller show?
No, we thought that was too frightening.
As you recall, she walked off the show.
Yes.
And she walked off the show because one of the crew guys, not even our crew guy, but one of the crew guys at the hotel asked her to autograph a Penthouse magazine that she was in, and she was so offended by that, she split the show. She was totally gone. And she said, I won't be treated like this. But I should say, when she says she was treated badly, she does not mean that any of us treated her badly. She simply means that one of the, not our crew guys, one of someone else's crew asked her for an autograph on a picture that was in Penthouse of her.
That's the way I felt when they asked for an autograph for Problem Child 3.
Exactly.
Yes.
I was supposed to have my respect, my dignity. I didn't know what I was doing then. I was underage and drugged, and they forced me to do Problem Child 3. They forced that upon me. God damn it, let me alone. Why is everyone effing with me? Well, Gilbert, we're coming toward the end of another fun-filled Gilbert Gottfried episode. I'm going to be in New York coming up. We're going to have you on the show another zillion times.
Comfortably, you have to go into a plug.
Gilbert Gottfried, gilbertgottfried.com. Gottfried spelled like the German word for God and the American word for fried. Gottfried. GilbertGottfried.com. His DVD and his CD, Dirty Jokes, is available. And it just broke the record that Borat set for the best-selling comedy record. Borat shows the underlying anti-Semitism in the United States, and Gilbert's work shows you why that anti-Semitism exists. It's a perfect companion piece for all your Jew-hating or Jew-loving needs. Borat at GilbertGottfried.com. In a couple weeks, we'll have you on the show another billion times. I'm going to be in New York City. Got to have you on all the time, because you know, Gilbert, I love you more than Tracy Lords, and I mean that in both senses. I love you more than Tracy Lords. Okay, Gilbert, now you get ready to woo-hoo-hoo! You whoop it up! Whoop it up in Sarasota! Go to the Ringling Museum! Hi, Gilbert.
Okay.
That was Gilbert Gottfried on the phone. Kind of derailed the whole goddamn show, didn't it?
Sure did.
We'll be back tomorrow. This is Ben Gillette and Michael Goudeau on CBS Radio, Free FM.